Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Watch out, we run New York. Let's get back into it, man. That's 1 hour down, 4 hours to go, a five-hour KM to AM. Thanks for listening. Thanks for dialing 888-808-1019. This is your show. This is a show that you can call. You can talk on air. I'm not going to cut you off. I'd like to hear from you. And this is a show where you could talk about anything. If you want to talk about the Rangers and the Devils, I'm down for it. If you want to talk about Carl Anthony Towns, sure. Bring that my way. If you want to talk about Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, that trade getting done, let's have at it. Tis the postseason, though. It's the most wonderful time. And here we are with Jose Buto doing his thing. I was just talking to Marco about how long do they let Jose Buto go. I'm like, this is his game to finish. I'm like, let's see. He's got two outs here in the bottom of the eighth. What a day, back-to-back days, assuming that the Mets finish this. Obviously, there's still four more outs to get. But, man, you got to live in it. I can't hate on it. There's nothing to make fun of. There's nothing to troll. This is amazing for any fan base, but especially this tortured fan base to watch this team go out there and do this against the Milwaukee Brewers, who you took their president of baseball operations. And honestly, they took your soul in the beginning of the year, and they just took two out of three from you at the end of the year, had you on the ropes to go into their building tonight when it matters the most, American Family Field, Miller Park. I was just out there talking to Pat Boyle and the guys about how their tailgate in Wisconsin, I've been out there, their tailgate in that parking lot is like a football tailgate. The same Green Bay Packers fans, they go over there and they play bags and they set up the grills and they tailgate in their parking lot for baseball games like a football game. So those fans are sitting in there right now after filling up on cheese curds and IPAs like, wow, really? We're down 8-4? This isn't great, but it's great for the Mets fans. LGM, LGFM, LGYM. That's my thing. Let's go Yankee Mets. Let's go Mets. 888-808-1019. I can't wait until the Yankees get on the field. I cannot wait until the Bronx is on fire. There's magic in the Bronx. The ghosts are activated on 161st Street. I can't wait to see all the Yankee fans in their hoodies, in their pinstripes, in their jackets. Everybody's got to show off their nice Yankee jacket. I don't know if it's going to be cold enough for that on Saturday. It's probably not cold enough to break out the jacket. But, man, that chill in the air that we've got right now, when you get off the train and the four trains going above your head. Like, I cannot wait to be back in Yankee Stadium for the postseason, because not having it last year, it feels like we haven't had it in years, especially with the way that the ALCS went in 2022. I got Yankee fans on the line. Yankee fans, I love y'all. Y'all show me the most love. I got Yankee fans on the line. I try to talk Mets, but the Yankee fans want to talk about the New York Yanks all the way in L.A. My guy Jonathan on the fan in New York.
What's up, Keith?
Yo, this is John. What's your name, little man? This is Jonathan's son.
My name is Sebastian.
Sebastian, what up, bro?
Good.
How you feeling, Bash?
Oh, man, what's up, Keith? Right here, my guy, he wanted to get on air. I'm like, well, go ahead, go to Keith.
Right? Yeah, we all can hear you across the country, man. You sound good.
Perfect, brother. Keith, I got it done already, bro. I got it done on Saturday. I booked my flight. We're leaving Friday night, beginning Saturday morning to New York. We sitting right there at this Bleachers Creatures. I ain't going to meet my dad. I'm going to meet all the people. Right, I mean, I've been there before, but, bro, I can't leave my son behind. I'm taking my wife, and she was like, are we sitting here by first base? I'm like, no, you know where we're going to sit at? We're going to sit with the Bleachers Creatures. So you know how we really get down in the boogie down, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bringing that Cali wait, energy. Good, man. I can't wait.
I just hope no one throws up on me, though, bro.
Say that again.
I just hope no one throws up on me, though.
Well, I hope no one throws up on me either. I've got some other stories of some shenanigans that go on. I'm just letting you know. There's going to be some people around you drunk. There's going to be some people around you blacked out. It is what it is. Some people come to the game just to drink. That's what I said. Don't you want to recall what happened? Don't you want to know, like, what went on? But, nah, some people have too many nerves and anxiety where it's a whole drinking day and night. So we'll see.
Nah, man. Well, thank God I don't drink, so I'm going to be there to support me and the family are going to be there to support the Yanks, bro. But every time I see a playoff game, you always see those bleachers right there. Whoa, that crowd goes wild right there. And I'm going to be happy that, you know, I'm at least going to be there for a playoff game and join all you guys and the rest of New York, bro.
Good.
I was going to tell you, please, Keith, question. So now that the Orioles and the Royals are going at it, what pitcher you think we might see on Saturday? I don't really care, bro. I'm not scared of nobody. But do you think we're going to see Burns with three, 4 days rest or whatever?
I mean, well, I don't think today's not the day to call it, but figure it's 5 days from now. We would see the starters that pitched today, either Cole Reagans or Corbin Burns on regular 5 days rest. But we don't know who's going to advance. But I would expect to see Cole Reagans just going off the numbers that the team that wins the first game, they usually come out of that. So, yeah, we saw Cole Reagans. He pitched very well against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, but we ended up winning that game. It was Seth Lugo who we didn't want any smoke with. Seth Lugo had a masterful, dominant performance here last month.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, you're right, man. At the end of the day, I don't really care, bro. We got Coltrane. Thank goodness we have a fully healthy Yankee team. And can't wait for Saturday, bro. I'll see you over there. Go Yanks, man.
Yeah, hit me on Twitter, Instagram, whatever is easier. And I will come find you. I will literally come find you in the fam. Looking forward to it.
I got you, my guy, Keith. I'll hit you up through IG. Thanks a lot, bro. Great show, by the way.
Yes, sir. That's my guy, Jonathan, out in L.A. See, you know, Yankee fans, when they talk about, I guess, the city, and like I was saying, the conversation I was having last night about how I think there's a lot more Mets fans than young Yankee fans realize. You can't just go off of, well, the attendance. We always have 40,000. You know, they rarely have over 30,000. That's not a fair representation. I think there's also a lot of older Mets fans that might not be so present online or might not be so present on these social media apps or doing vlogs or doing content. Like, the Yankees fans, that's another thing, too. Shout out to all the Yankee fans like myself that create content that came out of Yankees Twitter, that came out of the Yankee content creator space, making podcasts, making vlogs. Like, it's our time now. The whole world is watching now. A lot of the teams in Major League Baseball, their season is over. And, you know, you just heard Jonathan call from L.A. We have fans coming from all over to join us in our stadium. And we have the world watching. It's time for the Yankees to show out. And I know for a fact that the content creators and the people that, you know, have made businesses and made a name off the New York Yankees, we're going to do our thing. We're waiting. We've been waiting for a World Series. I've been doing this for 10 years, since the Fan Cave in 2014, waiting for them to get back to the World Series. And I was talking about last year how, like, who are the most popular people in Arlington that follow the Rangers. No one knows. Who are the most popular podcast hosts or content creators for the Arizona Diamondbacks? And no one knows. But I know one thing. We're in the media market capital, media mecca, the market one of everything. This is New York. And when the Yankees get to the World Series and all eyes are on Yankee Stadium, we're all going to shine. We're all going to go up. So I'm hoping that we can get there this year. 888-808-1019. Rob is in Queens next up on the Fan.
Yes, talking long term for the Yankees. What do you think they're going to keep Rizzo and Torres, and who's going to be the closer?
I think Rizzo is done, just age-wise. I don't see that. Right. Torres, I think he's just had so many, like, you know, gaffes, mistakes, bonehead, just decisions. It's like at some point you got to cut ties, and they weren't able to trade him over the years. I still will wake up in the middle of the night thinking about the play that he's not going to make or running into an out in October. It's coming. So those two are gone. And as far as closers go, I don't know that answer yet. I don't think they're going to go and spend money on a closer like many people wanted them to go get Josh Hader. I knew they weren't going to do that. Let's see. They probably try and bring Clay Holmes back. Clay Holmes, I don't think he should be the closer, but his value is down. I don't know.
I was about to say,
maybe they go internally. Let's see what Luke Weaver does. Weavy Wonder, Dream right. Weaver. Let's see what he does in this postseason. He might actually be the guy moving forward. I'm excited to see Jake Cousins come back. But, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Jonathan Loaisiga got hurt this year. You don't trust who?
Lloyd in the bullpen, the exposer.
Lloyd?
The closer before Weaver.
The closer before Weaver. Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Cardiac Clay. Nobody trusts Cardiac Clay except for Aaron Boone. Pray Holmes. They're going to use him, too. I just hope that they don't, like, I just hope that they don't force it, bruh. Please. You heard of the Java rules. We got to have the Clay rules. You cannot put Clay in with a one-run lead. You can't put Clay in with any lead, a two-run, three-run lead. If we're down, maybe. If we don't have a lead, maybe. But not even. Why? Fool me, can't fool me. 13 blown saves. You can't do it. It's done. It's run its course. How much more data do you need? I know they're not going to give up on the guy. I expect him to be on the postseason roster. But weeks ago, I said I think that that's a waste of space. That's a waste of a postseason roster spot. You have your best on the roster, right? You have guys that you feel confident in. Nobody feels confident in Clay Holmes except the Yankees and the Yankee manager. Of course, I get it, bro. They're never gonna disparage him. They're never going to talk down on him. I know after the trade deadline passed and we didn't get a Tanner Scott or a Michael Kopech, nobody got Mason Miller. GM, manager, captain all said, Clay's our guy. We trust in Clay. Clay's going to get it done. And then what happened after that? A bunch of more blown saves. And then they kind of zipped it up on that one. And then it was all about the bad luck that Clay got. And yeah, he's got good stuff. And yeah, whatever. He's not a closer. He's not that type. He doesn't have that in his blood, in his veins. And that's okay. You got to be a psychopath to really go out there and be a closer. Look at Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz blew the game. They got the lead back. And he said, I want back in. This is my game. And they trusted him. Let him do it. Got it done. Edwin Diaz is a closer. The Yankees don't necessarily have that in Clay Holmes. The Yankees don't necessarily have that. They definitely don't have that in Clay Holmes. Fingers crossed that Luke Weaver can be that guy or they get creative. I think I saw Aaron Judge on the mound earlier today during practice. So maybe they have Judge close a couple games. Let's go to Alex in Lakewood, my guy. You're back on the Fan.
What's up, Keith?
You know, watching the Mets here now. I was correct with my prediction that Ryan Stanek comes into the game, Marco. It's not Jose Budo's game to finish. And probably because you want to potentially have him, not tomorrow, but maybe the next day if you need him. I don't know. I got to see how many pitches he threw. But Ryan Stanek was going to enter the game yesterday. And instead, Edwin Diaz got to finish the job. He's in there now. But what do you got, Alex? I know you're not a Mets fan.
Could I talk about the football?
Yeah.
The Jets, they just had a terrible game. Yeah, whenever it was 2 days
ago. I couldn't stand to watch it. I feel bad for the people that went to watch it live.
I wasn't there, but and the Yankees, who would you rather play, Kansas City or Baltimore?
It's always, this phrase is put out there, be careful what you wish for. I wouldn't rather play anybody. Whoever comes out, we got to be ready to roll. I'll be confident. I'll be positive, Keithy. Whoever it is, let's roll. Let's rock.
And do you think they're going to start, they play a lot of lefty-righty matchups. Do you think if there's a lefty on the mound, they're going to start Trevino?
I don't think that's the thing. It's Austin Wells, and I know Austin Wells cooled off. I don't know how much they're going with matchups. They got to have their best lineup, and Austin Wells is definitely the better catcher to have in the lineup. And with Cole, he'll throw to Wells, he'll throw to Trevino. There's no more personal catcher. I think you see Austin Wells in that first game.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Alex. Talk to you soon, brother. 888-808-1019. The New York Mets are one out away from taking game one in the wild card round against the Milwaukee Brewers. Rocco is in Saratoga. Rock, you on early tonight.
Yes, Keith, I am. Super early, super early. I'm working. I'm up all kinds of hours. I run a hedge fund, and, it's wackadoodle. You got Europe, you got Asia, got all kinds of hours for me.
Right.
So here I am, Keith. Here I am. It's good to hear you early. Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't usually get a chance. I'm usually busy, with meetings and stuff with Europe and Asia. And so, but hey, this is Ed Randall, All Hallows High School, the Bronx, East 164th Street, in the shadows of Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an All Hallows alum.
Okay.
Ed went to All Hallows in the Bronx.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mets
yeah,
win.
Isn't that something? I just celebrated my 50th reunion at St. Patty's with All Hallows and all my buddies from back in the
50?
Day.
Okay.
Ed was a little older than us. He was a little old. Yeah.
Good. Congrats.
He's a great baseball fan, but Yankee Stadium, see? Mm-hmm. He knows right in the south. That was my neighborhood. I used to hang out there. I grew up on 158 in Cortland.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
I used to walk to the stadium all the time.
You told me that.
Yeah, but anyway, hey, I'm going to hit on Pete Rose. I missed you yesterday. I don't think you on. Were you on? I checked. I didn't catch you.
Last night?
No, football was on. Yeah, football. You weren't on.
Yeah, I didn't get on till after 12. I had a quick one, and it was all Mets.
Yeah, because I tuned in earlier in football.
Yeah, because it was Monday night doubleheader.
Yeah, I heard C-Mac at, 3 a.m., but okay, so I missed you then. But anyway, Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. Now, he had 73 against the New York Mets, Cincinnati Reds, New York Mets. This guy barrels into Buddy Howson at second base to break up a double play. They're sprawling on the floor. He went in hard. Buddy is a little twig of a guy, if you knew. He weighed all of maybe 140 pounds soaking wet. Now, Pete Rose is burly. He played football in high school. He was a 2-3-sport athlete in Cincinnati. He was good. So, anyway, Buddy doesn't like the fact that Pete battled into him so high. They start scrapping on the ground and everything. And Pete is much bigger than Buddy. But Buddy was scrappy, and he wasn't going to let Pete, nail him down. Okay. But anyway, it broke up. Baseball fight. It didn't get to be much past the two of them. Next day, Buddy Howson comes. He comes. He opens up his jersey. He's wearing a Superman emblem shirt. He's got super, like, he's too super tough. Come on, Pete. I know you're tough. You're Charlie Hustle. But, I'm Buddy Howson. You're not messing with me.
Good story, Rock. Now, it's time for the Mets fans to call in and react to that first win. A postseason win coming off of yesterday's win. I know we're about to get flooded with calls for the rest of the night. Myself and Paulie anticipated that. Yankee fans that are on the line, stay on the line. After we break, we'll go to you guys first. I see Dominic in East Rochester wants to talk about the Yankees. Steve wants to talk about Clay Holmes. We'll get the Yankee calls out of the way, and then we'll react to the Mets going up 1-0. I mean, it's great. It's just like, what a turn of events. Look at the Mets fans out there in Wisconsin. I'll let you go.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Guys, take it away, man. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's take a break. When we come back, reaction to the Mets' 8-4 win over the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the Wild Card Series. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh yeah, New York City, you're now rocking with the best. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, taking your calls, talking sports. What else? Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. I love this. We're about to watch the Braves take on the Padres now. The Mets are done. Handle business, man. This is different. These are the Make It Happen Mets. These are the Positive Tommy Mets. The Hawk Tua girl is still now that the Mets made the postseason and they're winning, don't look now, but the Hawk Tua girl and her whole social team and company and machine that she has behind her, now she's riding with the Mets. Ah, man. Let's get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. I was talking about the Yankees and the Yankees postseason. I don't mind this wait. I don't mind watching these other teams fight it out while the Yankees get a little bit of a break. I already know what that atmosphere is like in the Bronx, and I'll see you guys there Saturday. Dominic in East Rochester, my guy, you're back on The Fan.
Is this Action Jackson McPherson's daddy?
It is, man. I bring my son to the stadium. This guy's walking around like he owns the place. I'm like, this guy.
I told you it wouldn't take long.
He's crazy.
Of course he's great. I told you that it would be a whole new way of life for you, didn't I?
It is. Everything is different. My apartment, I clean so much. I'm like, I always have a broom or a vacuum or Clorox wipes. My wife, too, God bless her, she cleans up, and then in an hour later, it's like, what happened? I just cleaned.
Well, God bless you all. I should tell you that. Hey, listen, I'm going to surprise you a little bit. You know I got the Yankees on my mind, but I'm going to lead off with the New York Mets.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something, Keith. You got to give it to them. They're doing something special here, Keith. They're doing something very special. You know, I lived through this in the 70s with the Yankees. I always forget if it's 77 or 78. I think it was 78. But, you know, they you got to pay attention to them, Keith. There's no two ways about it.
They're, I am.
There's, I know you are. There's a little magic going on there, Keith. I got to tell you. Yeah. I mean, I thought that with the celebration yesterday and the doubleheader and the travel, to tell you the truth, I thought they'd get beat up pretty bad today.
Yeah, a lot of people were counting them out. They've been counting out the whole season. They've been resilient. I've been saying they've got nine lives. It doesn't matter what happens to them. Injuries happen to them. Kodai Senga injury, Jeff McNeil injury, Lindor even having his injury and powering through it. So what? They have games that they blew. They have a lineup and multiple guys that can hit. They have pitchers that have pitched way above their heads. They have a manager who's a rookie, but he is no rookie as far as his baseball knowledge and what he knows about the game and how to get these guys prepared and ready to play the game and in-game decisions. I look at this Mets team like this is a team that clearly was able to block out everybody else, all the noise, all the nonsense, and I think they're connected from owner, president, baseball, operations, manager, the team down, and they're the exact type of team that in this format gets hot right now, and then they go on a run to the World Series. I'm not just saying that because we're in New York and I know Mets fans are listening. I'm saying that because we have seen it over the years, a wild card team that gets hot at the right time, and then that propels them to make a run through this tournament.
You know, I'm jumping the gun too a little, Keith. Could you imagine you in the bleachers opening night, Yankees-Mets World Series?
Oh, I'll be there. I'm not asking for it. I'm not hoping for it, but if that's it, so be it. I know that this city would love it. It would be upside down, especially for the guys that were too young for 2000. It'd be crazy.
Let's get to the main menu now. I don't like the time off. It's a little too much time for me. And one of my buddies in Tennessee, he actually made a good point today. We should play as soon as the other team's ready to play. They shouldn't be allowed to get a rest and line up their pitching. You know, listen, if we were a wild card, they'd feel the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, there shouldn't be this layoff. I mean, you know, if they go the full three games, well, then they go the full three games. So a little too much of a layoff. Question for you. Couple questions. Who pitches our second game?
Carlos
Rodon. I'll
tell you,
in my opinion, if Cole wins the first, I think that, well, if Cole wins the first, I think he'll pitch as the second.
I'd be fine with that. I've been saying it goes by contract and experience. You go Cole and then you go Rodon for their contracts and experience.
Yeah, well, of course. But, you know, and I know he's a kid, but, you know, he's been my guy. You won't remember my calls, but, I mean, I've loved this guy from day one. Second question, does Rice make the roster?
Yeah.
And I guess another question is it Rice or Grissom? Who makes the roster? Could be one or the other.
With Rizzo's injury, I just don't think they're gonna play, you know, close to chest. They're not gonna tell you anything. But you can't break your hand on Sunday and or Saturday. You can't break your hand on Saturday and then play the next Saturday. Just his glove hand, it's just like you. I don't care about your pain tolerance. I don't think there's any doctors that are going to look at the X-ray and clear him to play.
He's out. I'm considering him to be out.
It's Ben Rice, and the fourth outfielder is Dominguez.
If Rice is not on the roster, can the Martian play first?
Yeah, we wish. I saw a picture of John Birdie taking ground balls with a first baseman glove on. It was Oswaldo Cabrera, John Birdie, and Ben Rice.
Good idea. I like it.
Yeah.
So, last question. Who do you think on our squad could be an unsung hero? Who's your main choice for unsung hero? I'm not going to give you any one of the three big boys.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be somebody that can get big outs in the postseason. It's always, every year, there's somebody who has a weapon that comes out of that bullpen and gets them big outs. It could be a Tommy Canley. It could be a Jake Cousins. It could be Luke Weaver closing games. You know, I think it's got to be somebody coming out of the bullpen. I don't know, Ian Hamilton. I don't want to say Tim Mazur or Tim Hill or Mark Leiter Jr. So I think the unsung hero.
Who do you like, though, to get hot with the bat other than the three big boys? Well, I shouldn't even count three.
I think has to hit? This is a guy who I was critical of in his last couple of weeks. Jazz Chisholm Jr., JCJ.
Good choice.
Like, this guy has come over here from the Marlins. He's talked about World Series more than anybody else on the team and has, you know, been here for the shortest amount of time. He can't go quiet. He can't go absent. I was at the game Saturday where we were getting no hit, and he came through with that homer. He has to hit. He's got to be smarter on the base paths. He's got to be better with his pitch selection and his plate discipline. Jazz has to star for the Yankees. He's the guy that they traded for at the deadline. He's got to be good at third base. But really, his bat's got to come through in that middle to lower part of the lineup.
Well, listen, that's a good choice. I think Wells is going to benefit from the time off. And, you know, I'm going to go now. I'm going to turn it over to the Met fans. And, Keith, I thank you for the time. And thank you for me not having to talk about my football team. Very much appreciated.
Thanks for the call, Dom. 888-808-1019. Dom is a Browns fan. That Giants win against the Browns, that one hurt him. Limo driver Ed in Pennsylvania. How you feeling?
What's up, brother?
You know, watching postseason baseball, talking to the fans on the fan.
All righty. Sorry about that. I had to grab the gas real quick. I'm in the limo. Hey, listen, I tell you one thing. We can call them the Miracle Mets. That, you know, as it was before, a long time ago. You know, the Miracle Mets, man. So, but, you know, listen, I'm not getting giddy, all right? Not until it's over, you know, because we can come up with two games and play terrible, and then we'd be talking about the same old Mets again. So I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to think. That's a good way to be. That's how Mets fans are probably thinking right now. We haven't done anything yet.
No, we haven't done nothing. And that's the whole thing is, you know, hey, before that game that we had with Atlanta, we weren't doing nothing at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking at everything. Well, we just go see what happens. We're gonna ride it, man. And you know, like I said, they just got to keep their head in and do what they got to do. That's all. Like, hey, do what we did when we had the best record since July or June or July, something like that, whatever it was, August. So, you know, but I'm happy for my brother, and I hope you and the family, everything is doing well. I'm sorry, I'm running right now. I'm heading back, man. I got a lot of runs today, so we're running.
All good, Ed. Thanks for the call. Thanks for checking in. I heard you call into C-Mac's show last night as myself and C-Mac, myself 12 a.m. to 2 a.m., you know, there wasn't a single call about the Mets game on WFAN from 7:30 p.m. until I started taking calls last night at 12:30 a.m. You know, that's hours of, like, people waiting to, you know, hear reactions or call in and react and talk about the day that was. And I was saying last night to live in it, right, because today wasn't promised. But at least you had today a 5:30 start. And now that the game is done, applause. Back-to-back days, putting up 8 runs, the momentum carried over, all the talk about the flight and Major League Baseball being irresponsible and what they did making the Major League Baseball right now is like, see, we knew what we were doing. We knew what we were doing. Look what we got. Those two teams split. We got the game of the year in game one. And the Mets go to Milwaukee, and they take game one with Severino on the mound. And I was talking before about how, like, you know, having an ace, having starting pitching can win you a game. Yeah, a low-scoring tight game like Tarek Skubal versus the Astros who only scored one run, or Cole Reagans against the Orioles who put up 0 runs. Severino got hit around, but the Mets have a lineup, which you've heard me say this so many times. The Mets have a relentless lineup. They have so many guys that they can put in there that can do work, that do damage. And if you're going to take out Freddy Peralta after 4 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, how many pitches did this guy throw as I go pull up the box score? They're going to get to your bullpen, and they're going to smack your bullpen. Simple as that. That's what I was saying earlier. I'm like, did you not see what they did once Schwalenbach got out of the game? These guys, they go hunting. These guys, they go and they hit. So looking at this game today, the Mets scored 5 runs in the 5th inning. After answering back in the 2nd inning with 3, 7 hits, and you got to feel good about just the showing in the first game against a team that you lost 2 of the first games to in the postseason. Again, different season. Everybody's 0-0. You can't even look at this past weekend and apply it to what we just saw. A completely different game, different results.
Yeah, this is a really, really gutsy, impressive Met win. Severino, the numbers aren't going to look good, but what he did, he retired the last 8 hitters 1-2-3 innings, both in the fifth and the sixth, 13 pitches each inning. Mendoza pushing all the right buttons, sending Severino back out for the fifth, then for the sixth.
Yeah.
Pinch hitting JD Martinez for Winker in the top of the fifth. Mendy has everything going right now. And I wouldn't have been surprised if the Mets got raced tonight in Milwaukee. I would not have been surprised if that was the case. For me, a pleasantly stunning turn of events as a Met fan to win that game. You're down 2-0 at the end of one. Here we go. Mets, blah, blah, blah. Sevy battles through. The offense battles back. Momentum is a thing, right? And maybe you just have to get right at the hot time. At the right time. And right now, coming off that last week where they couldn't win a game, and you win that game. Yes, you win that game yesterday in Atlanta, and the rocket just takes off. Really, really, really impressive win. Couldn't be more happier.
Yeah. So Freddy Peralta had 68 pitches when they pulled him, and in that fourth inning, Mark Vientos struck out. Pete Alonso grounded out. Jesse Winker grounded out. Maybe it's just a strategy. I don't know. I missed that between starting the show, coming in here, putting my open together. You know, Loogie and Morash and those guys getting out and kind of the traffic that was in here. I did not see Freddy Peralta get pulled. By the time I sat down in the chair, I'm like, wait, they're at their bullpen. That's when Marte hit that ball to a warning track that Churio caught. I'm like, they're going to tax this bullpen. And in the fifth inning, that's what happened. You take out your starter, and in the fifth inning, the Mets go out there and they score 5 runs. And I think as soon as they saw Starling Marte tattoo that ball, Tyrone Taylor doubles. Francisco Alvarez flies out. Francisco Lindor walks. Jose Iglesias, this guy has... like, you can't speak enough about Jose Iglesias. I was saying in the newsroom talking to guys, I was watching the Royals-Orioles game, and they went to a commercial, and they had Oh My God playing, and it was like a jingle version, like an instrumental version of OMG. And I'm like, this guy... his song is being licensed by Disney ESPN for them to play as they go to commercial break. He's not even playing in the game. He gets a knock, and that moves Francisco Lindor to second. Tyrone Taylor scores. Brandon Nimmo singles. And like this, when you see the Mets start to pour it on like this, Nimmo singles, Vientos singles, it just reminds you, like, you've seen this a bunch of times with this lineup. These guys have intel. It's like these guys have some type of telepathic thing. They're like telling each other what to look for. They're watching each other's at-bats. They're going up and they're laying it on. And like you mentioned, right, they pinch hit for JD Martinez and he singled and scored 2 runs. And then after that, that's it. That's the game. It's 8-4 and that's where the score would stay.
Yeah. Again, like you said, that fifth inning personifies what the Mets have been really throughout the entire year, facing the adversity. You're down 4-3. Marte flies out to the wall. We watched that together in there. We thought that might have been out of the park.
A homer in some ballpark.
So,
yeah.
Double from Taylor, like you said, Alvarez. So everything with 2 outs. Lindor, Iglesias, Nimmo, Vientos, Alonso, Martinez, Marte. The lineup gets flipped around again. It's stunning for me. And again, I was on record saying that I thought this was a mediocre Mets team for the majority of the year. And maybe they were. The fact that they're even in this position, I am stunned, and I couldn't be more happier. And I couldn't be more happier. This is an honest, objective, you know, Mets fan that I am. It is stunning to me that they're in this position right now. They are now 1 win away from getting back to the DS to face the Phillies. That'll start on Saturday if they do get a win, 1 win over the next 2 days. And now all that pressure right back to Milwaukee, who, by the way, kicked the Mets' ass the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't beat Milwaukee the first series of the year and the last series. They couldn't beat up Milwaukee if they tried. And now you're catching momentum, and that roller coaster, that incline is going up right at the right time.
Yeah. It's a new season, and they're still breathing. I mean, the postseason, it's a blank slate. The Mets are 1-0. It does not matter what you thought about the Mets. And I'll say that to say this. Like, everybody thought they were cooked. I was talking earlier about how I marked off another achievement. I got another honor. Somebody put me on Freezing Cold Takes, which, like, I guess you got to be somebody to get on Freezing Cold Takes. You got to be on some type of platform. You got to have some type of audience to get on there. They're not putting podcasters on there. They're not putting you know, guys that do their stuff on Twitch and on YouTube on there. So I think it was a lukewarm take, and I'll read the take. It does not matter. And I've seen some goofies online like, stop having thin skin. Oh, just take the heat, bro. Take the L. I'm like, you bozos are so dumb. Everybody that looked at the Mets and how they started, including their broadcast team, said it was rock bottom. This team's no good. And back in May, shout out to Ryan Chichester, who drafts up all of our articles. There was an article that went out May 16th where the title, and shout out to Ryan too, because he's good at putting a title that I won't say is clickbait, but like people don't read articles, they read the title. The title was, Keith says, struggling Mets might as well blow it up at trade deadline. That's not with conviction. Saying might as well anything, might as well. That's something you shrug off, like maybe. But then when you go into the article, I remember how that even came up. May 16th, why would anyone be talking about the trade deadline May 16th? Steve Cohen had a back and forth with a fan on Twitter where he basically said, you know, we can't do anything until the trade deadline. And then that opened up the discussion about the Mets punting on the season, the Mets trading at the deadline. And then I went on to say, you have a tortured fan base that you promised a World Series. You have a tortured fan base that, you know, thought your money could buy them a chip. They thought you were going to be able to bid on the best players. You were going to be able to get Aaron Judge, Ohtani, Yamamoto. That hasn't happened. And last year you said hope is not a strategy. Last year you said you're not going to put a team out there that's going to embarrass Mets fans. And you also did trade off a bunch of players, which was a smart move, especially when you look at, you know, the fortune and the future that you had this year with those guys. A caller called me and said that the Mets should blow up the team. And I said, I think they might as well. And then I go on to say, I don't want to be premature with this. Of course, you're being premature talking about the deadline and talking about a season May 16th. But I said, I don't want to be premature with this. But you did start out by kicking Buck Showalter to the curb. Billy Epler got fired. This is David Stern's era, so why not start over? And there was definitely a thought that not, you know, just came from me. There was definitely a thought by a lot of people, fans, analysts, people that talk baseball about the Mets trading at the deadline. When we got to the deadline, what did they do? They revamped their bullpen. They added Jesse Winker, who came up clutch right away today, former Brewer, former Red, that has played plenty of games over there in American Family Field. And that's why we love sports. That's why we watch. That's why we listen to The Fan all day. That's why we listen to podcasts. That's why we buy jerseys and show up. No one knows. That's why we put bets on parlays and we hope that we hit, because no one knows what's going to happen. All right, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take another break. We're going to load up your calls, 888-808-1019. Mets fans, we'll get to you, taking your reactions, your thoughts. I mean, it's the most wonderful time. Monday, Tuesday, club going up on a Tuesday. The Mets club, back-to-back wins, a win to get in, and then a win to put yourself up 1-0. The Mets are one win away from advancing to the NLDS. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.